Next question is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R. Date of birth is 10/16/1951. Date of visit is 3:30. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. He's in his sixth benefit period from 2/3/26 to 4/3/26 period. This is a 74-year-old gentleman who's currently on hospice with history of systolic congestive heart failure with low EF period. He's short of breath at all times. He's wheelchair bound because of his shortness of breath. He has pulmonary edema. He also has a right great toe open wound at 3.5 by 1.5 by 0.5 centimeter that requires wound care intervention on a regular basis, period. He also suffers from chronic kidney disease, low EF, diabetes, history of pulmonary embolus, core pulmonal related to his pulmonary embolus and pulmonary hypertension, period. His rectal bleeding and rectal pain has not resolved with the help of any solid C that was noted earlier, period. His PPS is at 40%. He belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4, period. He does wear oxygen at night. His O2 sat was stable at 96%, period. He has renal insufficiency and is not a candidate for hemodialysis per patient's decision and his nephrologist, period. He sleeps 12 to 14 hours a day, period. He's ADL dependent, period. His MAC has dropped from 23 to 22 centimeters. His PPS is at 40% with a FASD score of 6E, period. He has orthopnea and PND, period. His blood pressure today was 130 over 88, which is stable. He's eating less, eating about 10 to 20% of his meals. He continues to show decline, both physically and mentally. He also has a large lipoma on his back that was noted today that is not appeared to be infected or requires any intervention at this time, period. Given natural progression of his disease and the changes noted today, he most likely has less than 6 months to live and continues to remain hospice appropriate. That's on Craig Cooper, C-R-A-I-G-C-O-O-P-E-R. Thank you.